My rookie year, we played them. They came out here. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, they great team. They do a lot of different things, you know. Got some good players, talented players. Obviously, Brady, you know, he, you know, speaks for himself, you know, what he does. So, it's a great challenge. So, we just got to prepare this week, and we'll be ready.
What's so great about him? He's not a guy like Aaron Rodgers who's going to run around and extend plays, but can he just find your weakness? Is that his strength? Or what?
I mean, I think he just makes the people around him better, for one. You know, and makes all the right throws, right decisions. You know, don't make that many mistakes, you know. So, and, you know, just got the experience as well, too. So, it's definitely a challenge going against somebody like that. But, you know, we'll be ready.
Two losses in a row. Everything's still in this room pretty even keeled. Nobody's flipping out.
Yeah, I mean, we've been here before. So we just got to keep pushing. You know, it's football. You win some, you lose some. You want to win every game, but, you know, it don't happen like that all the time. So we just got to keep pushing.
What do you take from that 2013 game? Because that was a Sunday night or two, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What do you take from that time from when you were a rookie and what you know about him from
film
studies and everything
since? Well, I just noticed the accuracy because I was tight on some coverage a couple times, and he still fitted in there, you know. And so that I definitely took that. And so, like I said, they're a great team. We got a challenge, and we just got to prepare hard this week and bring the energy.
Did you ever go through a period after the Super Bowl where you were wondering, had I been healthy and played in that game, then maybe the outcome would have been different? Did you have a period of that at all?
It just was what it was, you know. I just moved forward, you know, because I couldn't do nothing about it. So I just moved forward, and I'm just looking forward to this opportunity.
Q said today that you guys are at your very best when you're making turnovers. I'm sure you agree with that. Is he maybe challenging you guys even more so than before to make turnovers?
I mean, that's just a theme of our program in general, you know, is to get the ball. We haven't been doing a good enough job on defense getting the ball, but, you know, we just keep fighting, keep pushing, and we'll be all right.
What's his attitude? He didn't have smoke coming out of his ears, but he said he's put things in a tone that you guys clearly understand. Is there a difference in his tone when things are not winning?
I mean, you could say that, but, I mean, at the end of the day, we got a standard, and it doesn't just take him to let us know that, you know, we didn't perform to that, you know. So we, as players, we know that we got to do better too. So, and the coaches, they expect that of us. So, and we expect it of each other as players. So, like I said, you know, we got a great opportunity, and I'm just looking forward to take advantage.
How much does your experience against Cooks in New Orleans help you in terms of game planning against him?
Helps a lot. Played him a lot, even in college, played against him. So he's a good player, fast, competitive. So we definitely got to be aware for him. I know they're going to try to get him the ball a lot. So they got a lot of weapons. So we just got to just lock up on the back end.
Another one of those weapons is Gronk, the guy that wasn't there in the Super Bowl last year. But what makes him so good? It seems like even when you play perfect coverage, there is no perfect coverage.
I mean, just his size, man. He's just 6'6", 6'7", and can run, can catch, physical. You know, he just got the whole package. And so it's definitely a challenge going against somebody like that.